Here's another concern for the CIA. The agency charged with collecting intelligence from around the world doesn't have enough employees who speak a foreign language. For example, only 18% of employees in the CIA's Directorate of Intelligence speak a language other than English. That's according to data published this week by USA Today. The low percentage troubles Congressman Pete Hoekstra. He's a ranking member of the House Select Committee on Intelligence. And he says in 8 years on the committee, he's only seen a little progress on this issue.
I think we've gone from 13-14% up to the 18% number that you've identified, but you also need to start getting into exactly what languages do these folks have. So this is an issue that Congress continues to push on, because if you don't understand the language and the culture, how effectively can you work in a community to kind of penetrate it and try to find out exactly what's going on?
Remind us what languages we're talking about here. What are considered the critical languages to U.S. intelligence gathering in 2009?
Well, I mean, you've got all of the languages, the varieties and the dialects that they're speaking in the PAC-Afghan region and throughout the Middle East.
So why hasn't there been more progress, in your opinion, to beefing up the language capabilities of the U.S. intelligence services?
Clearly, they haven't put enough focus on it, and they haven't really changed their promotional strategies, and they haven't put in their compensation strategies. You know, we have for a long time encouraged incentive payments for people to acquire and maintain and to stay fluent in the necessary languages, and they've just been very, very slow in developing those types of practices.
Are you suggesting that the CIA just hasn't taken the recommendations seriously, doesn't find this an important thing to take on?
I would agree that, you know, I came out of the business world, and if I had told my management team that something was a priority, and 8 years later I had seen this small progress, I would have said, you know, I probably wasn't clear enough in communicating to you how important this is, because you have not made it a priority for the organization. And I think that's exactly what's happened in the CIA. They have not taken the direction from Congress or the 9/11 Commission seriously enough to make it a priority and change the profile of the community.
Do you think the fact that English is used all over the world puts the U.S. at a disadvantage, because we tend to think that we don't have to learn other languages and it leaves these gaps in our understanding as a result?
It's a mixed blessing. They speak English all over the world, which means that it also becomes a crutch. We can say, well, we can get away with just knowing English. In reality, to totally understand a community, you need to know the language. And in that way, it does become a negative, because Americans do become a little bit arrogant or whatever and just believe that, well, I'll be able to find somebody who can speak English, and I'll just use a translator, and I don't need to know the language. And so, yeah, that is one of the negatives of having English spoken so widely around the world.
And I'm just curious if you know how other countries with major intelligence operations compare with the United States in this regard.
Well, they will do a whole lot better, because in their societies, you know, kids going through school are learning not only their own language, but they're also learning 2, 3, 4 other languages. And education experts will tell you that the most effective place to learn new languages is when people are kids. And it's an acquired skill. If you've picked up the ability to learn 1 or 2 different languages, picking up the 3rd or the 4th gets to be a whole lot easier. In America, we don't pick up the second language very often through our educational system. And so we can get to be adults and then start to try to learn a new language for the first time. That's a real problem.
Republican Congressman Pete Hoekstra from Michigan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
By the way, Congressman Hoekstra is bilingual. He moved to the U.S. from the Netherlands as a small child and can speak Dutch.